Married at First Sight. Chapter 4249. Spencer couldn't believe how territorial Evan was. The guy wouldn't even let him stand near Abby. Then again, if Victoria had a suitor constantly hanging around her, he'd probably act the same way. Maybe Evan wasn't so unreasonable after all. "Mr. York, you must have been waiting a while," Spencer said with a smirk. If he couldn't stand next to Abby, he might as well mess with Evan. "As long as I get to see Abby, I don't mind waiting," Evan replied coolly. "Brother Spencer, why are you discussing business so late at night?" Evan asked, clearly irritated. If not for Spencer, he wouldn't have had to wait so long. Not that he minded, as long as Abby gave him a chance. "Busy schedule," Spencer said casually. "Abby and I have known each other since childhood. We're old friends. I can visit anytime, right, Abby?" He turned to her with a knowing smile. Abby nodded. "Abby, take my car," Spencer said. Before she could respond, Evan swiftly grabbed her hand. "Brother Spencer, Abby's riding with me." Spencer raised an eyebrow and looked at Abby, waiting for her decision. Abby pulled her hand free. "No, I have my own car." She preferred driving herself her own pace, her own freedom. She walked to her car, still holding the bouquet. Evan quickly followed, opening the door for her like a gentleman. Abby glanced at him. Twice. Her lips moved slightly as she said, "Next time, don't wait outside for too long. It's cold in Huonaville, not like your Wiltspoon. Don't catch a cold and end up in the hospital again. I won't have time to take care of you. I'm going on a business trip soon." Before Evan could respond, she got into the car and drove off. Evan wanted to ask where she was going, but the opportunity slipped away. Spencer got in his own car. Not willing to be left behind, Evan jogged to his vehicle, shoving the rejected gifts inside. Maybe he could convince her to take them after supper. 10 minutes later, they gathered in a private room on the second floor of a hotel owned by the Dew Group. Evan handed the menu to Spencer. "Brother Spencer, you're the guest, go ahead and order." Spencer slid the menu over to Abby with a smile. "Ladies first. Abby, you know the best dishes here." Without hesitation, Abby ordered several signature dishes. She didn't need to check the menu. This was her family's hotel. She knew the best choices. As the food was being prepared, Evan poured tea for everyone. He looked at Abby and said, "Abby, you've been staying up late. Your skin doesn't have the same glow lately." Married at First Sight, Chapter 4250. Chapter 4250. Evan added, "You've got to take good care of your skin." He pulled out several sets of skincare products he'd bought for her and handed them to Abby with a smile. "This is the brand you usually use. One of these is a new product that just launched. Give it a try. Whether you're a man or a woman, you've got to take care of yourself and your skin. I use this brand's men's line too. It's really good." Evan touched his own face. "Abby, look at my skin. It's well maintained, right? You can even feel it. It's smooth." Abby chuckled. "If I touch your face, you'll probably say I'm taking advantage of you and demand I take responsibility. I wouldn't be able to clear my name even if I jumped into the Yellow River." Evan's cheeks flushed slightly. "I'm not a rogue. Though, deep down, he wouldn't mind if she did take responsibility." Still, she accepted the skincare sets he'd brought, and Evan felt a sense of satisfaction. Spencer's dark eyes flickered, and he quickly steered the conversation toward the business collaboration between their families, a topic Evan couldn't easily interrupt. Every now and then, Spencer shot Evan a smug look, as if daring him to say something. Evan cursed Spencer 1,000 times in his head. The mental tirade must have been potent because Spencer suddenly started sneezing uncontrollably. "Brother Spencer, are you catching a cold?" Abby asked, concerned. Spencer glanced at Evan and said, "I don't have a cold. I think someone's cursing me in their mind and they're doing it so fiercely that it's making me sneeze. Evan finished his tea, poured himself another cup, and topped off Abby's and Spencer's cups as well. Everyone sneezes. It's not like I'm the one cursing them all, right? Besides, I have no reason to curse Brother Spencer. He's Abby's brother, which makes him my brother too. I'd never curse family. Abby's family is my family. I only care for my family, I wouldn't curse them. Spencer was momentarily speechless. This Evan, he was quick with his words. Spencer didn't know how to counter him. After all, he wasn't Abby's brother, but Evan was framing it that way. If Spencer accused Evan of cursing him, Evan could easily deny it. It was all just speculation. Finally, Spencer said, "Abby and I can be considered family, but you're not." Evan's expression softened as he looked at Abby. "One day, Abby and I will be family." Abby rolled her eyes. "Evan, be serious. I'm discussing important matters with Brother Spencer. If you're bored, why don't you watch a show on your phone, scroll through videos, or chat with your friends?" Abby knew exactly what Evan was thinking. If she could read minds, she'd repeat every word Evan was mentally hurling at Spencer and watch him try to talk his way out of it. She'd made it clear she had no romantic feelings for Spencer. Spencer loved Victoria. Even though the Choinard family elders wanted to drop Victoria and choose Abby instead, it wasn't their decision to make. The power was in Abby's hands. If she agreed to marry Spencer, it could happen. If she didn't, neither family could force her. Marriage wasn't something to be taken lightly. Evan smiled. "All right, I'll watch some videos to pass the time." Spencer smirked. "I envy you, Mr. York. You don't have a care in the world. Meanwhile, I'm so busy I don't even have time for dinner. Now I'm combining dinner and a midnight snack." His words carried a subtle jab, implying Evan had nothing better to do.